Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
She really likes spending the night in her own room, sometimes away from her significant other. But she might be going a little over the top to get what she wants here. Seems a little ridiculous.
All right, let me find it because I lost my place. Forgive me.
You want me to read it?
I gotcha. Hey, Burt Show. Found you guys on Facebook and have been listening ever since. I'm one of your loyal Fargo fans. If Kristen could read this in her Midwest accent, it would make my day. Don't you know? News is so heavy these days. I really appreciate you guys keeping it light and making me laugh on a daily basis. That's all you're going to get from me, babe. There's something I do, and I want to know if you guys think it's normal. I pick fights with my husband so I can get the bedroom to myself.
That's jacked up, man.
Wow. This man snores like nobody's business. He rattles the windows. I try to fall asleep before him, and his snoring is typically not an issue. But there are nights I want to stay up and binge some TV, but I want to do it in my bed. So I'll pick a fight with him and force him to sleep in the guest bedroom. Then I can lay there in peace, watch my shows, and get the greatest night of sleep in my life. Does anybody else intentionally pick a fight so they can have the bed to themselves? Surely I'm not the only one. FTR, for the record, they aren't drag out fights. They're just big enough to get them to the guest bedroom. Thanks, Ellie.
All right, you guys want to get in on this 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So I don't understand this because she doesn't say there's a history of her wanting to sleep in the bed and him going, no, you got to stay here. So there's really no conflict. So why not just say to the dude, you snore loudly, I can't sleep, I'm going to sleep in the guest room tonight, rather than get into a fight?
That was my first thought.
I mean,
it seems so simple to just ask him. Not to mention, I've been in a relationship where it seemed like the person enjoyed arguing right before going to sleep, and that was like horrible for me. That's the worst time to get into any kind of fight, is when you're about to try to go to sleep.
Yes.
Well, the main thing here is she wants to sleep in her bed, so she's picking these fights to get him in the guest room.
Yeah.
And I think that if you were every night going to come to him and be like, hey, you can't sleep in our bed tonight, you have to go in the lesser bed.
Now, we could raise the stakes on this, even though calls are starting to come in, because I do think that we've had women on before that say when hubby gets all frisky and she doesn't feel like getting frisky, she'll start a fight just so they don't have to do that.
I have heard that too. I do feel like we're overcomplicating things, but that's sometimes how the wiring works up there. And instead of just taking the direct route, you like to go. I mean, you get to the same destination. Sometimes you just want to take the scenic route.
It doesn't even say, though. I've talked to him about it before, and he doesn't want me sleep in the other room. She's just like picking a fight for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rhonda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Me. Is it? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Are you Rhonda?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And it's you.
Me and my husband was married for 10 years. We slept with four Dachshunds, little puppies. Then they ended up being dogs. When I turned 50, I couldn't stand the dog hair. So, in his snoring and my snoring, I just went in my other bedroom, set up my little stuff. We live happily ever after. Dogs are not allowed in my room. He sleeps with dogs. When we need to do our little business, we do it in my room. We scream.
Where there's no dog hair.
Right, that makes sense.
Easy fix.
It makes total sense here. All right, that's how you handle it as mature adults right there. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, are you in this category here where you're just going to force a fight just to be out of the room?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely not. I get where she's coming from. I love having my bedroom to myself, but to fix this situation, when me and my fiancé moved in together for the first time, we just got a two-bedroom, and whenever I just want to be alone, I just tell him, hey, can you, like, go away? And he, you know, goes in his room or goes on the couch and does his thing, and I do my thing, and it's never a problem. I don't know why she can't just ask him to go away.
Well, I mean, we could ask Cassie here. I mean, this has been a problem in their relationship before, and I don't think you're picking fights with him to get in your own room.
No, I just moved into the guest room. He did a long stint where he was in the guest room, and then we tried sleeping in the same bed again, and the snoring was too loud, so I moved into the guest room. And I miss him. I missed sleeping by him. He has a CPAP machine now, so we sleep in the same bed, no problem. But I'm not going to lie. It was kind of glorious having my own room again. I had my own nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. You could snuggle. Like, it just, there is something about if you have the privilege of having your own room, like growing up and going to college and all that, and then you don't have one anymore and you don't have a space that's yours, you have nowhere to escape to, and like, ever. So there was something really nice about having separate bedrooms.
I feel like the person who is causing the infraction, which is the snoring, they should be the one to vacate the premises.
Yeah, I mean, if he knows that it's that big a problem for her, yeah, I agree with you. But she hasn't even said that they've had conversations about it.
Because there, I mean, it happened recently, and it doesn't happen often anymore. But my husband was snoring and woke me up. And by the third time, I was so pissed. I just got up and I went down to the guest bedroom. And I was so miffed that I was the one that had to go to the guest bedroom.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I really wanted to wake him up. But then I just gave him the silent treatment for a little bit the next morning. And then he apologized to me.
That sounds mature. Yeah. Didn't you tell us that you used to punch him like in the spleen too when he was snoring?
No, I don't punch him. I'm very nice now. And he's taught himself to sleep on his side and stomach so he doesn't snore. Because when he rolls off over on his back, that's when he does.
You used to give him the once over.
Yeah, I do. But now I do one of these and I rub his arm and then I just do a little nudge so he rolls over. And it happened the other night. He goes, man, I slept great. And I'm like, I'm glad somebody did.
The Burt Show.